I think my most memorable English learning experience was in actually secondary school. We actually had a net teacher in the secondary school at that time, and then the class was actually very interactive, and we were that class was about drama, English drama, and then we analyzed Shakespeare script in the class. It was Macbeth, if I remember, yeah. And then we had to actually try to amend the script into a more suitable form for secondary students, and then we had to practice and perform, which was a very interesting experience because it turned a very boring Shakespeare play into something more interesting for us, so it's very memorable. And then a memorable English learning reading experience. Yes, reading experience. Actually, it would be my first book. Actually, I read my first English book in primary 6, I guess. And then the book was, I don't remember the name in English, Lo Yip Guai Gan. Yes, that English book, which was about China diaspora. And then that book was actually quite heavy for a primary student indeed, but it was very, very inspiring because it was the first time I came across such contents, such kind of stories, and it was very enchanting, the content. And then it was the first book actually was very difficult for me because the terms and vocabulary were quite new and hard, but it was very interesting.
Okay. And how did you come across the book?
Actually, the book was introduced to me by my mother, because she loved that book very much, and then she thought, oh, maybe I can start trying English books, and she recommended it to me. But it was really hard because the book was quite an advanced level one, which was probably read by many in secondary.
Mm-hmm. Do you read in your free time?
Yes, I read a lot in my free time, and actually we had reading time in our school, so I spent a lot of time reading a book in the school too, because we have around, like, I think 20 minutes of reading time in the school, so I can read some parts of the book in the school too. And of course also at home. Yeah.
Okay, then what kinds of books do you like to read?
When I was small, I loved those scientific fictions, like those exciting ones. But now I like more, because I'm studying politics and China studies, and so I'm reading more academic books in politics theories, and more about economy, Chinese economy, those kinds of books. But I still love fictions, of course. They're more interesting.